Hi there, this is Harry. Welcome back to Advanced English Lessons with Harry, where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language, to help you with your conversational skills, your business English skills, interview skills, whatever your goals are, we're here to help. And for those of you and your friends or family who want one-to-one lessons, well, you know what to do. Just get in touch, www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and you can apply for a free trial lesson, and we'd be very happy to hear from you and very happy to help you. So in this advanced English lesson, we're going to look at other words to use instead of very. I've got 20 particular examples when we can use very, okay? And I'm going to give you another word or two that you could use instead. Okay, now some people get confused with very. What is it? Okay, so just to explain to you what it means, very is what we call an intensifier. Okay, it's an intensifier, and intensifiers are usually adverbs or adverbial phrases that are used to emphasize or to strengthen the meaning of other expressions. Okay, so for example, I could say, the weather, it is cold. But if I want to intensify it, I can say the weather is very cold. Or indeed, I can even say the weather is really cold. And in that situation, very and really mean exactly the same. Really cold, very cold. Or that car is old, it's very old, or it's really old. There is no difference in the meaning. Okay, now there are times when we can use really, but we cannot use very. So when we go up in terms of our intensity, then we have to be careful. So for example, if I said I am very tired or I am really tired, there is no difference. I am very tired after the working week. I am really tired after the working week. But if I wanted to replace tired with exhausted, I cannot say I am very exhausted. I can only say I am really exhausted. Okay? Let me give you another word, interesting. I can say the book is really interesting or it's very interesting. No difference in the meaning. You can use very with interesting or really with interesting. But if I replace interesting with amazing and say that book is amazing, then I can say really amazing, but not very amazing. Okay, and then similarly, if I was saying if something is frightening, say the wind or the storm is really frightening or very frightening, so no difference in the meaning. But if I take it up a level and say terrifying, then in that situation, I can only say really terrifying, not very terrifying. Okay, so at one level, very and really have the exact same meaning, but that when you take it up a little bit, then you have to be very careful. You cannot always use very, but you can always use really. Okay, so let's get back to the real meaning of this particular lesson. So we're going to look at alternatives to very. So I've got 20 different examples for you, and I'll give you some alternatives that you can use. So number one, very noisy. The music is very noisy. I can say the music is deafening. Very noisy, deafening as an alternative. I meet him very often. I meet him frequently. I meet him very often. I meet him frequently. That statue is very old. The statue is ancient. His conversation is very open. His conversation is transparent. Transparent. Or indeed, his conversation is clear or accessible. This area of the city is very poor, or the people in this area of the city are very poor. We can replace it with destitute. The people are destitute. This area is destitute. If we talk about the strength of something, very powerful, so a force, very powerful. So his argument is very powerful. His argument is compelling. So here, instead of powerful, we can use compelling. So very powerful, compelling. This view is very pretty. Yeah, very pretty, nice to look at. We can say It's stunning. So a very pretty view is stunning. The view from the balcony, very pretty. The view from the balcony, stunning. If something is done very quick, then we can say rapid. There was a very quick change in the temperature. There was a rapid change in the temperature. So it went from 20 degrees to 6 degrees in 30 minutes. So there was a rapid change or a very quick change in the temperature. Number 9, very quiet. So everyone has gone very quiet. So the teacher walked into the classroom. Everybody went or has gone very quiet. Everyone has become, or everyone has hushed. Yeah, everyone has hushed. There's no sound to be heard. Yeah, the music hushed. The people in this area, earlier we spoke about poor. Then if we look at the opposite, the people in this area are very rich, or the area itself is very rich. We can say the area is very affluent, or the people are affluent. Okay, so affluent area, affluent people, wealthy people, a wealthy area. The people are well off, all alternatives to very rich. Number 11, very sad. So something is very sad, it can be very sorrowful. Yeah, the music is very sad. The music is sorrowful. The people are very sad. The people are dejected. Okay, so different ways to say very. Number 12, when somebody is very scared of the dog or wild animals or the dark, instead of saying very scared, we can say petrified. I'm petrified of big dogs. I'm petrified of thunder and lightning storms, or terrified. So two good alternatives instead of saying very scared. If a situation is very serious, how might we replace that? Well, instead of saying very serious, we can say the situation is grave. Okay, so a grave situation. Perhaps there has been a major earthquake and the situation in the area is very serious because the roads have been cut off, the electricity has been cut, nobody can get in or out. So the situation is grave, meaning dangerous. So very serious. If you've washed your father's car and he's asking you, well, how does it look? And you say, well, see for yourself. To me, it's very shiny. Yeah, I've really polished it well, very shiny. So he might say, wow, it's gleaming. Yeah, gleaming is a word you could use instead of very shiny. Yeah, or there's a good luster about it. It's lustrous. And be careful with the pronunciation and the spelling of that. You'll see it on the screen here. A gleaming or lustrous. Number 15. Very short. So let's say a presentation. How was the presentation today? Well, actually, it was good, but it was very short. So what can we say instead of very short? Well, it was brief and precise and to the point. So they would all be alternative ways to say very short. His presentation was good, but it was brief, or it was precise, or it was to the point. Number 16, when somebody is very shy, lots of people are not so good in social circles. They're not so good with the opposite sex, male or female. They don't know how to deal with them. So instead of saying very shy, we can say, ah, he's a little timid. He just needs to socialize a little bit more. He's bashful, yeah? Timid, bashful, or even sheepish. Yeah? Sheepish is a word we use. Okay, so very shy, timid, bashful, or sheepish. Number 17, when something is very simple, an exercise is very simple, or a plan is very simple, or the speech is very simple, then we can say, ah, it's just basic. It's nothing too detailed. It's basic. Or indeed, it's plain. The cooking or the food was really good, but it was plain. It was very simple. It was basic. So basic food, plain food. Well, what do you expect when you're on a camping trip? You just have a campfire and what you need is hot, warm food. You don't need cordon bleu chefs. Yeah, so it's basic, plain, but very, very filling and very warm. Okay, number 18, very angry. Okay, so somebody can be very angry because you've done something or you forgot to do something or you've said something, so they can be very angry. So words to replace very angry could be furious. He was absolutely furious when he learned that I hadn't completed the work on time. Absolutely furious. He was outraged, yeah? Furious, outraged, or irate. Okay, so a customer can be very angry or irate because something has gone wrong. A customer can be outraged because you didn't replace the handset when you said you would do that. Or they can be furious because you didn't return the call. So very angry, furious, outraged, or irate. And then very bad. Well, the service can be very bad. The service, the line that you're trying to use to connect to somebody can be very bad. So what words can we use instead of very bad? Well, we can say awful. Yeah. Oh, the line was awful. I just couldn't hear a word. I just kept breaking down all the time. The service in that restaurant. Oh, awful. I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't recommend it. It's awful. So you could also use atrocious. Yeah. Awful, atrocious, or unacceptable. So those would be good words when you're talking about service. Awful service, atrocious service, unacceptable service. But if you're talking, for example, about the weather, and we said the weather was very bad, well, then you can, of course, say the weather was atrocious, the weather was awful, but you couldn't say the weather was unacceptable. Yeah. So usually unacceptable is to do with service. Yeah. Just an unacceptable level of service. And awful, atrocious, or very bad. And then finally, number 20, okay, we've got very busy, very busy. So if something is very busy, we could say, well, if I'm very busy at work or you're very busy at work, you could say to your friend, I'm swamped. Yeah, I'm swamped with work. Or I'm snowed under, which is an expression we've used time and time again in lots of our videos and lots of our lessons. Yeah, so very busy, swamped, or snowed under. So they have 20 particular examples of very simple ways in which we can use very, and then other words, alternatives, instead of saying very noisy, deafening, very pretty, beautiful. Okay, so you need just to practice them, to understand them, and put them into your speech, drop them into your writing, try to learn a few every week. If you have any problems with any of them, then contact me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And if you do happen to like this particular lesson, then please, please like the video. And if you can, subscribe to the channel because it really, really helps. Okay, this is Harry, hoping you enjoyed this particular lesson, and make sure you enjoy and join me for the next one.